Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
Good morning, Jason Manford and Steve Edge on Absolute Radio. And we are...
Where are we?
We're face to face.
It's weird, isn't it?
We're actually at the Absolute Radio studios.
We've not done this for a good couple of years.
It feels weird.
It's what's odd is when you say, like, I'm a gym guy or I'm a yoga guy, when you say that, I imagine you're like Liv Newton John now in like leotard. So.
Usually am.
But now I can see it, nothing's changed.
You say what you want when you're not seeing each other.
Yeah, I'm imagining it going, I bet he's doing his yoga right now. Like,
yeah.
But like Adrienne or whatever her name is.
Yeah, we're at yoga with Adrienne, yeah. It's very weird to be here. What I realised was, I'll talk you through what happened. Okay, there was a pandemic on last year.
When?
Last year.
Was it?
Yeah, it was on the news.
I don't really watch the news.
No. So that happened. Obviously, we all were told to work from home.
Yeah.
And everybody worked from home for as long as they needed to. And then there was a moment where, obviously, things started to turn back on a little bit. And safety measures got put in place into workplaces. And everybody at Absolute Radio is doing their show from the studio now. Yeah. They've come in. But because we're on a Sunday, Steve, we get forgotten about a little bit.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, there's nobody in the office. Nobody notices us missing because they weren't in on a Sunday anyway.
Sunday, innit? No one's there.
So we got away with it for 18 months.
Yeah.
Just doing it from home. I mean, I think we'll do it from home next week.
I miss my shed.
Yeah, I got to say. I just miss dressing as Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, you have a good breakfast as well. Thank you.
A good breakfast. Yeah,
there's nothing, is there? We've got a glass of tap water.
I mean, Adem, our producer, is probably one of the worst breakfast providers.
Yeah.
And that's not changed.
You said I overcated usually.
Overcated? Well, you've made up for it this week, haven't you? I've got some Quaker porridge to go. It's like a bowl of porridge in a flapjack.
Yeah, that's what I remember about Adem's breakfast. It's very dry. They're always dry.
It's whatever I want to eat on the Monday, Tuesday.
That's what he does.
What's left?
He uses our budget on a Sunday to do his shopping. Remember that week there was dishwasher tablets for breakfast?
Yeah. Were you meant to take the bit off or were you meant to eat the plastic? I can never tell.
I just had one of the worst moments of my life.
Did you?
What happened? Just now in the Absolute Radio toilet.
What happened? You're only on 2 minutes.
I know. The panic, Steve. The panic. I don't know about you, but I mean, I was bursting for a wee anyway when I came into the building.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but for some reason, I'm fine going up the stairs to the toilet. I'm calm. Fine. But as soon as my brain sees the bowl, it's like,
go now. Yeah, but I've got the bin tray.
Yeah, I've not got it out. I've not sorted myself out.
Yeah.
And my boxer shorts, I don't want to get into too much detail
here. Yeah,
okay. But my boxer shorts, I don't know about you when you go for a wee, but I unzip my pants, but then I move my boxer shorts down. I don't use the gap.
What do you mean?
You know there's a gap in your boxers?
The fly. The gap. I don't have a gap in my boxers, but I know the gap. No, I don't use the gap. So do you undo the top button?
I just went zip.
Yeah.
And then I reached in.
Yeah. Pulled out a plum.
And said, that's done.
Yeah.
And then I reached in. But then what happened was, Steve, I went to pull my boxer shorts down, but instead I've got my T-shirt tucked in. I was actually pulling my T-shirt down. It was like too late, and I was pulling it down, and I could feel my bladder going, all aboard! it was coming.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to wee myself at work.
Yeah.
Anyway, finally, I got through it.
Oh,
but the stress.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know what to suggest here.
The stress, well, I mean, I don't think we should come
back. Your propensity to hold water is, after you've had kids, it's harder, isn't it? But I mean, I think it affects blokes.
I was going
to
say that. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think it does.
Yeah, I think the same way
my wife said I'll never go on a trampoline again.
Yeah,
Yeah. That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't think we're this, even though we've had kids. It's you know, it's taken me 12 years to try and lose this baby weight, but again, yeah. I don't think it's...
Was that because when your wife had morning sickness, you were eating for two? That, she wasn't eating her...
I was eating out of sympathy.
Off. I'll eat that. Might as well have cooked this shepherd's pie. I'll go waste.
It was sympathy eating. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. But anyway, I wasn't planning on doing a link about weeing myself, but you know, you just...
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know what happens with this show. Yeah. It's we're all over the place.
Manford.
If you have been joining us over the last few weeks, you will know Steve is trying to sell his house. Yeah. He's tidying up maybe four or five times a day.
If not more.
A lot of people coming to view this house. I don't know why it's so messy. They've only got one kid.
But he's got a lot of Lego.
It's a lot of Lego. So you're obviously invested in what's happening. We've got big news.
We've got big news.
Tell us.
So we've had an offer.
Yes.
That's good. But you know, do you remember there was a thing that we couldn't look at properties in Hastings until we'd sold our house? They wouldn't let us have any viewings.
Madness.
Well, my wife, my mother-in-law, bumped into this bloke in a pub who ran an estate agent.
All right.
And he said that was during the summer when there was a lot of people coming down. That rule, you know. Forget that now.
Right.
Later in the year, that was just to put people off, you know.
Got you.
So anyway, put a few houses down. Had a little look. Woman rang up from a estate agent called Maid of Hastings. I'm going to name her.
Yeah, do it.
I think I have to.
Yeah, do it. I love
this. She said, are you looking for this house? I said, yeah. I said, she said, is your house sold? I said, no, I thought that was just sort of during the summer.
Pandemic.
This is the company, the bloke. Maid of Hastings. Yeah. It's the same company.
Right. And this is from the fellow in the pub.
Yeah.
And so I just want to make something clear. Mm-hmm. So you, as any normal person who wants to buy a house, you would expect you could just say, can I have a look at that house before you buy it?
Ask the vendor. The vendor might go, no, I'm busy that day.
But they've
That's
got
fine.
A rule where unless you've already sold your house, you can't come and have a look at it.
But this bloke assured me that was...
Just pandemic.
Right.
Okay. So what's happened?
So I said, can I have a view? She said, no, you can't let it sold. I said, I thought that was just during the summer when people were busy. She said, no, COVID-19 is still very much a problem. I said, oh, I didn't realise it was COVID-related because we've had like three or four viewings a day. And she said, well, you know, that's Twickenham. Nobody wants to move to Twickenham. They all want to move down here.
Wow.
I know.
She said that.
Taking off where I'm living. And I said,
charming.
Well, I mean, I thought it was just because in the summer when it was busy. She said, no. They don't want people coming in from London coughing their germs and diseases all over their houses. This is what she said.
Wow.
And then she said, I mean, I'm furious at this point, but I'm at... My son
but
goes,
shocked
my,
furious.
My son goes swimming on a Friday.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by mums on the phone going, okay. And then she said, what's your budget? I went, do you know what? I'll leave it.
Forget it.
So if you've got a property on Lower Park Road in Hastings, being sold by Maid of Hastings, it's never going to sell.
Certainly not to Steve.
No.
Crikey. What a drama, Steve.
I mean, unbelievable.
And it's weird, isn't it? Because, like, most of the time, estate agents just seem so honest and laid back.
I know.
And cool.
I know.
I mean, they're some of the best people in society.
Yeah, those and the parking warden guys. Yeah. They're just the cream of society.
I mean, if I know estate agents, they are honest to both the seller and the buyer.
Oh, they would never lie.
Mm-mm.
They wouldn't do that.
No, they're good people.
Good guys.
Good people.
Frontline. Yeah, frontline.
Front
I mean, I'd be clapping them. If we were still doing it.
Let's do an estate agent clap on a Tuesday.
Yeah, on a Tuesday, when the house is sold. Yeah, really slow hand clap. Go on with your little Italian blue suit on and you're undercut.
Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
Good morning, Jason Manford and Steve Edge on Absolute Radio.
In Absolute Radio.
In Absolute Radio.
That's weird,
Golden Square.
Yeah.
In central London.
Didn't get the tube though. Just walked it.
Did you? Yeah, not worth it.
To Waterloo, I'm not getting on the tube yet.
No,
I'm ready for that yet.
No, I jumped in a black cab. I was singing with Ruthie Henshaw this morning.
Were you?
That's what I was doing in the morning, yeah.
She ran your house or...?
Yeah, just on the radio, just joining in. No, we're doing Magic at the Musicals at the Royal Albert Hall in a couple of weeks.
Oh, so it was like a rehearsal?
So we're rehearsing,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And we're doing Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better.
Well, but you know you can't.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
I literally couldn't.
Just say, no, I can't. No, I can't, honestly.
No, I really can't.
I can't. No, just carry on, Ruthie. Do you know what? This shouldn't be a duet. You do it.
That's what it felt like.
Did you feel like when she said, no, you can't? You were like, all right. I'm trying my best. You're not that good an actor. That feels real.
Yeah, there's always an odd thing with musicals, because especially when you come to it from a sort of telly background,
yeah,
and you've jumped onto the sort of bandwagon of going, oh, I might do that, you know. But the problem is, there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
And some of the people who are trained in musicals, they hate those TV
I
people.
I bet they do, yeah.
But to be fair, and you know, I don't mean to pick myself up, but I can do it.
Mm, yeah.
So it's not like I'm just joining in and going, I can't sing or dance or, you know, yeah, whatever. So I get a decent ride because people go, oh, okay, he can do it. He's one of us. He's fine. Yeah. He hosts the Olivier's and does all that. But I get lumped in with, you know, some bloke from Hollyoaks who's just having a go or whatever.
That's more panto than West End.
A little bit, yeah, to be fair, yeah. But even so, there's the odd one that you're like, ooh,
come on, mate. Yeah.
And it's like I was telling Ruthie this morning about the moment for me was when I did Producers, which was the first musical that I did properly, you know, where I was sort of the main bloke. And there's a moment in the first rehearsals where everyone's just sat around the piano and they go, right, let's just go through the songs. You know, you're just reading off a bit of paper.
Yeah.
And there's like 40 people around you and it's your first solo. And there's a moment where... And obviously the comedy bit in your brain never turns off.
You just go, oh, it's him! Doing really bad singing for a laugh.
I want to be a producer.
Producers. Is that right, guys?
And the look on their faces. I was like, I'm joking. It's a joke, guys. It's a joke, guys. Yeah. But it's, and then the sigh of relief of, okay.
He's still doing it when you did it properly. He's still doing it. Stop it now. Stop messing about. Let's do it properly. I am doing it properly now.
But yeah, that's at the Royal Albert Hall in a few weeks' time. Sunday the 17th, I think it is. Mm. So I think there's still tickets left if you fancy a night. There's some brilliant songs on there. Some brilliant accent from the world of the West End.
Nice.
And some very special guests, which I can't tell you. But one of them's come from America. But that's as much as
David,
I can say.
Laugh.
I've said too much already.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio. Matters.
Hey, have you been watching that Netflix show? Number one Netflix show in the world. You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Squid Games.
Squid Games.
It's good, isn't it?
It is good.
I'm only like three in.
Oh, I've done them all.
Have you done them all?
Mm.
Good, good. Happy with the ending? How many is there? Like 12 or something?
Nine.
Okay.
Yeah. For people who don't know, it's a Korean show.
Mm.
South Korea, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know how much North Korea are doing.
I've not seen a lot of their comedy.
No. I don't think there's much.
I don't know any stand-ups.
I think they've got... I think
Michael
Jong...
McIntyre's got the haircut.
But it's... it's good. It's basically... It's a bit Hunger Games-esque.
Yeah.
All these people who are in debt and stuff like that end up playing these sort of kids' games, but to a deadly ending if they don't.
Yeah, if you die in the game... You're dead, aren't you?
I mean, you're literally dead.
You're literally dead.
Yeah. So it's pretty brutal, and it can be quite gory. Because my daughters went, oh, can we watch Squid Games? I said,
no,
you're 12. They went, it's a 12. I said, I know it's not a 12. They went, no, it is a 12. I was like, it's not a 12.
Is
like,
it?
Even, no, it's a 15. Yeah. It shouldn't even be a 15.
No.
Should be an 18.
When that bloke's finger's going that roll off.
Ooh. No, it's definitely not. But yeah, so that's the problem. They come home and go, hey, well, you know, Bethany's watched it. I said, well, you know, and you're like, well, I'm not Bethany's dad, am I?
Yeah.
And I also, Bethany's dad shouldn't be Bethany's dad either. Yeah. He's letting her watch Squid
Games.
That's
the sort of thing you let her get away with.
Yeah, so it's, but it's very good. And it's, I've been watching it subtitles rather than dubbed.
I didn't know there was a dubbed one. Yeah, I'd like a subtitle, mate.
Yeah, subtitles, I don't mind them, actually.
You can have them on quiet, can't you? You know, when the kids
exactly,
are in
yeah.
bed, you can have it nice and
yeah,
quiet.
Yeah, don't matter, does
you
it?
You hear all the explosions, but, you know, you can read it all.
Yeah, no, I quite enjoyed it. Also, the good thing about having the subtitles is you have to watch it.
Yeah.
You can't be sat on your phone.
No.
Or playing a game or sat on Twitter or whatever. You have to watch the show.
Although the bad thing about it is, because it's Korean, I don't know any of the words. So normally when you watch something that's French, you go, he didn't say that, he said open the door.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you could hear, he didn't say window, he said door. Because you know the odd word, but with Korean, nothing. Could be saying anything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Although what's weird is like when they use a word that you do know
halfway
through. So it's like, it's words that you don't know. Don't know. Seth Rogen. And then I'll just say something random.
You go, well, that's weird.
Oh, that was odd. But it's very good. If you've not seen it yet, I'm sure you have, because it's the biggest show in the world pretty much at the moment. Yeah. Absolutely huge. What about you? Have you been watching anything?
I watched 9 Perfect Strangers. Just finished that last week.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty decent. Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's about...
That's on Amazon, isn't it?
Yeah. Not 10. Just under 10 people. They don't know each other.
Right.
The strangers. And it's sort of like a wellness retreat. They've all got problems in their life, and they're going to sort of try and solve it. But they start sort of micro-dosing them with drugs and stuff, and it's all...
Ooh.
It's good. It's
Nicole
very good.
Kidman, isn't it?
Nicole Kidman's doing like a Russian accent or something called Masha.
Right. Or maybe from Generia.
She's from Generia, but it's the Russian Generia, you know, the northern Generia. They eat a lot of fish, I think.
Right. So that's on. And anything else? Anything else we've watched?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you've been watching Murder Island.
I haven't started it yet.
Oh, have you not?
I'm going to start
That's the one
it
that people are talking
watch
about.
My wife's away working.
I know.
But it's like, you've got to solve a murder, haven't you?
Can't box set cheat on them, can you?
Not with something where there's a proper ending where you're solving a murder.
Yeah, that's tough, that. Yeah, I fancy Murder Island as well.
Right,
what's the premise then? I've not actually...
I think there's been a murder, probably on an island.
Right, I'm guessing so, yeah.
So he's been killed. Mm-hmm. And then I think there's some investigators giving you clues and you get to...
The viewer at home.
Yeah, you can solve it. And then obviously it'll be revealed in the last episode. And
like one of them, sort of, those books, Livingston books when you were a kid.
Or like Cluedo. Remember that show that used to be on ITV, Richard Madeley?
Yeah, that was good.
Probably a bit more high budget.
I'd hope so. Today is World Mental Health Day, which I'm glad that it's being talked about an awful lot, because this is something that we didn't really used to talk about.
No.
And now we're talking about it a lot, which is brilliant. I also think there's a fine line, and nobody's saying this, right? But I'm gonna say it, Steve.
Go on, say it.
There's a fine line between depression and a medical,
clinical
problem with your brain and feeling sad.
Yeah,
you know. And I think sometimes what can happen is, especially with the amount of chat about mental health, sometimes you think, well, I'm not, you know, depression. I don't want to sort of get into that camp. Most of the time. And I'm not a doctor or a psychologist here, but I think most of the time we're not. We're just feeling sad on that particular day. Yeah. But what I think is important to tell people and to get across from my experience anyway is that it's okay to feel sad sometimes. You know, I've rang you sometimes.
Yeah, we've all had these days, haven't we? Yeah.
And you're feeling down or not out of sorts. It doesn't mean you've got to go and see a doctor or ring the Samaritans. It just means I'm sad that day. But what we did do was we chatted to each other.
Yeah,
we rang each other.
That's the important
thing, isn't it? Yeah. And I'm more than... More than once, I've definitely rang you and gone, oh, God, day I'm having.
Mm.
And things are relative, aren't they? You know, because sometimes we can have that British stiff upper lip thing where we think, well, you know, there's always somebody worse off than yourself
and there's
somebody in a different country who's not got the things. But you know what? Your problems are relative to you. So if you're having a day where you feel down or just sad or whatever it is, then just have that day, because you need those sad days.
Mm.
To have good days.
Exactly.
That's what makes good days great. If every day was a good day, how would you know?
No, you need a scale, don't you? Exactly.
Exactly. As Dolly Parton said, if you want the rainbows...
You've got to live through the rain, haven't you?
You have to have the rain.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So, and I'm a Dolly Parton fan.
I know you are. You're a Dolly Parton guy, aren't you?
I'm a Dolly Parton guy. What can I tell you?
So am I. We all are.
We all are. Everyone loves Dolly Parton. But look, if you know, in all seriousness, there's lots of help on the Absolute Radio website. Look, if you've got one or two days where you're feeling sad, don't worry about it. Ring somebody, speak to a friend, you know, go for a walk, do some exercise, eat something nice, whatever it is that, you know, is going to make you feel a bit happier. If you're finding suddenly 3, 4, 5 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and you've not come out of that sadness, then, you know, you need to speak to somebody properly, OK? And like I said, there's loads of help on the Absolute Radio website.
Jason.
Absolute Radio.
Manford.
Where real music matters.
Restrictions are lifting for holidays.
Yeah. There's no amber anymore.
No
it's
amber.
Green and red.
And red.
Like, what is it, a Bubba Gump shrimp house?
Yeah.
When you want more meat, just put a flag up, don't you?
Bow Brazil, or Bow Brazil.
Do they do that?
That does
is that when they
well.
Bring it on a little sword and they cut you a bit off?
Yeah.
Like, keep going, mate, keep going.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
They need to start doing that at, like, Toby Carvery.
Yeah. What, bringing it to your table?
Yeah, just bringing it green and red.
Yeah,
just leave it on green for the whole time.
Yeah, good work.
Love it. But obviously holidays, people chatting about holidays, whether you're thinking about going away.
Mm-hmm.
the half term. There's an October half term. There's I thought about October half term, and then my kids want to come to London. That's a holiday for my kids.
Is it?
They want to come to London for a few days. Mm. They want to see a few shows. They want to see Frozen.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, which makes sense. And my daughter is about to do Matilda as their school play.
Yeah.
So she wants to come and see Matilda as well. So that is when I looked, when I priced it up for a trip to London, a hotel, and tickets for shows in the West End.
Or flying to America and going to Disneyland.
Yeah, six children.
£20 in it.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's actually, we could go to Turkey for 2 weeks.
Mm.
But anyway, London it is for 4 nights.
Frozen's not on in Turkey. Probably is, but it won't be understandable.
Don't think it'll be as good, yeah. No. But holidays are happening, so if you're looking for next year, start saving now, because we're back on. But I did sort of, there was something in the paper the other day about what thing you can't live without
when you go on holiday.
Mm. Yeah, people bring stuff. Like in the olden days, people would bring like tea bags with them, didn't they? Because they didn't have any. Yeah. They didn't have them when you got abroad. I'm not really one for. I like experiencing foreign things.
Tea bags is a weird one though, isn't it? Because if you like a tea bag, you like a Yorkshire tea or something, you won't get that over there.
You won't get Yorkshire
tea. You
get
Lipton's.
Porto.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Lipton's. Come on.
It's not tea, is it?
It's not tea.
It tastes weird. So I can understand the tea bag thing.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. What about this though? Sue Lonsdale says, a good Mr. Whippy ice cream. Holiday ice cream isn't the same. That's the thing that I miss.
Well, I mean, if you're in Italy with, like, gelato and stuff...
No one's selling Mr. Whippy.
Savvy Mr. Whippy, is it, mate? Put it back.
I mean, I like Mr. Whippy, but not enough to miss it on holiday.
No. I remember going on holiday, went to Morocco about 20 years ago, and there was three girls from Blackburn, I think they're from. Mm. And on day two, they were like, oh, I miss home. I said, what'd you miss? And they went, Littlewood's breakfast. day two, Littlewood's breakfast. Pick a little bit of everything you want. Do you have mushrooms? I get it. Yeah,
I understand what a breakfast is.
Yeah. I get it. I understand it. It's fine. And Carlin Premier was the other one. I don't even think they make that anymore.
No.
That was the two things they missed.
Classy. Classy. Mm. When I was a kid, we had two ice cream vans on our road.
Did you?
We had literally a Mr. Whippy.
What opposite?
It's like that Peter Kay's ice cream wars.
Were they competing?
Yeah, potentially.
You're not meant to do that, are you?
No, on each other's patch. We had Meskis, and she was Italian, traditional scooped ice cream.
Yeah.
And then we had Mr. Whippy,
yeah,
who had everything.
Yeah.
And all the different sort of flavours and different sauces and all that.
Things shaped like shells and
stuff like that sort of thing.
Gobstoppers in the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, the old screwball.
Screwball.
Yeah, but I just preferred Meskis, even as a kid. I just preferred the traditional.
Well, you're a gelato guy, aren't you?
I'm a gelato guy. Yeah. I think that's
See, clear. Now I can see this. Being opposite, yeah.
Now you can see. I love a gelato. Sarah Marshall says her mug. I've taken it on several holidays abroad because no one wants a little brew in a hotel cup.
She's got a point. You could probably buy a mug out there, though, can't you?
But she's saving, what, two euros a time.
I know, but you're risking that mug getting smashed in the bag, aren't
I think
you?
She,
and then what happens then?
If that's her mug, though, she's packed that in three or four socks.
Yeah.
Sock in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sock on the handle.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing,
Sarah. Right in the middle of the bag. Not on the corners.
Yeah.
Not on the outside.
That's it. She's not forgetting Sarah Marshall. Steve, do you like that?
Nice.
Threw that in there. Steve Normington, pretty obscure film. Steve Normington says a good curry.
I can see that.
Yeah, I seek them out wherever I go, and I've found sort of decent curry houses, San Francisco, Berlin, Paris, Shanghai, Amsterdam, Vienna, Tenerife and Florence. It's not easy to find one in rural Italy or anywhere in France.
Really? Oh, in France, he just said Paris. There's one in Paris, definitely. I mean, he said Paris and then said a rural France.
Maybe it means rural.
You won't get one in France. I had a lovely one in Paris. Because there is a little bit where all the Indian restaurants are in Paris.
Right, right.
But they do stuff slightly different. Like you don't get a lime pickle mango chutney. Something else. You're like,
I know.
Oh, that's weird.
Have you ever had curry? Have you been to India and had curry there?
No, I've never been to India.
That is, I mean, you know, that is. I've never been either. But everyone I've spoke to has gone. Like friends of mine who've got family in Pakistan and stuff like that. When you have a curry there, it's nothing like what you get here. Like we've obviously been so anglified.
Yeah, and we've added our own little bits.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, we're not. I don't think they're doing half rice, half chips.
No, I don't think they're doing.
In the middle of India, Alan Horn, Yorkshire tea bags. We just mentioned tea, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yorkshire tea bags. I take them everywhere. Love a good cup of Yorkshire tea.
Mm-hmm.
And Hayley adds to this. She says, cups of tea after a mini meltdown on one holiday to the Tuscan coast. Wow, that's the first one.
I just want a cup of tea!
In Tuscany.
Imagine it.
She says, I always now pack tea bags. Luckily, the following morning, the hotel manager managed to get some for me. It was the early years of a relationship and my now hubby. Oh. He learned a lot about me in that holiday. He's supposedly easygoing, laid-back girlfriend.
Well, cranky when she's not had a tea.
Crikey, yeah. My goodness, I bet he makes sure there's tea.
Yeah, I bet that there's a cupboard with like four or five unopened boxes because he never wants to
He's
run
He's never
out.
Without.
He's never going to run
It's
out.
Not worth it for poor old Mr.
Not
Fairy there. He's because there must be a moment as well where Hayley's husband saw his wife in a different light.
Yeah.
You know, and she's kicking off in Tuscany about not having a brew.
Yeah.
So imagine how livid she'll be when she gets back to Blackburn.
Yeah, she's camping somewhere and there's no tea bags.
Music matters. We're chatting about holidays. I don't know why. I mean, it's October, but with the restrictions
have
changed,
that's
But I'm now missing holiday. Now I want an holiday.
Well, this when it starts getting colder, that's when you book next year's, isn't it?
Yeah, there is that. You've had loads, though, haven't you, with your camping and that?
Yeah,
you've
but
done well.
Not, it's not really an holiday,
it's not
is
an
it?
Holiday,
pooing
is
in
it?
A box and throwing some turf down it. That's not a holiday, is it?
No one's.
Oh, I came back so relaxed when I had to bury my own fecal matter in a field. That's not a holiday, is it?
No, it's not really. How can we make life harder for ourselves this weekend?
Yeah. Get in a van that might break down.
Drive for miles and stay in somewhere that's not anywhere near as good as our house.
And there's an American man throwing sawdust on a fire.
Sounds amazing. Marcus, who also went camping, he said, when we go camping, in our tent, we take our Nespresso machine with us so we can get a decent coffee in the morning.
What's he plugging into?
Well, he doesn't specify, to be honest.
Oh, some of them you can plug into. He takes a Nespresso machine.
Unless he's got, like, in his car. I guess there's a way of doing it. We've got a fridge in our tour car.
Have you?
I bought one, yeah. I did some Googling and I found what fridge do truckers use?
Mm.
And found one. It was, like, £300. Like, it wasn't cheap. But,
can you get a lot of stuff in it?
Yeah, quite a decent amount of stuff, but it just makes a difference. We sort of can whack a load of sort of snacks in there from Marks and Spencer's or whatever.
You've got a nice chilled sandwich and a
water. You got stuff in there. It just stops you going, you know, to fast food places and the motorway at 2 o'clock in the morning, so I can see why we do it. That's why when you see truckers, they're all in such great shape.
Yeah, they all look so healthy, don't they?
Don't they? Because they've got that little fridge, haven't
they? They're glowing.
Did you see that in the paper this week? You know, they've done that thing where... I mean, it's unbelievable first world situation where obviously we kicked everybody out, didn't we?
Yeah.
We go, right, go now. We've done Brexit. Off you go. Oh, hang on, we've not got any truck drivers. All right, you can come back till Christmas.
Got to go Christmas Eve, though.
That's it. You're so
you and the elf, out of here.
And they've, like 97 people have applied for the visa.
So what is it, how many do they need? 5,000?
Like, yes, 10,000 or something.
Nice. Yeah, well, it's going well.
You're all right, mate. Don't worry about it. Sam Brown says a good fry-up after a night on the sauce.
Mm. Well, you'll get that. Depends in
some
places.
That's the one thing you should get.
Yeah.
But the hotel breakfast, I find the posher the hotel, often the worse the breakfast.
Smaller portions.
Smaller portions,
just the one sausage. We've said this before about sausages. I don't like a really cheap one.
No.
If they're too expensive, it's also not great.
Yeah.
You've got to find that middle ground.
Yeah, it's like with burgers, isn't it, when they say 100% meat, and you're like, mate...
I don't need 100% meat.
I need fat in
30%
there.
Fat in
That's
there,
what
please.
I need, yeah, a good fry... obviously, on tour, it's a right mixed bag when it comes to breakfast.
Yeah.
You just don't know what you're going to get. It's some mornings, they're sloppy eggs. And I love a scrambled eggs, but my God...
Yeah.
Some places, I feel like saying, can I speak to the chef? But obviously I don't, because I'm not that sort of guy. But
no, and he's only 17. So.
Exactly. He's saying, I would eat you, mate, but you knock yourself out. I tell you what I do like, though, on occasion. Can't have it every day.
What?
I like a little Benedict.
Oh, do you like an
Eggs Benedict?
Benedict,
yeah. Ooh, I love a bit of that.
On a muffin?
Oof.
Yeah, you've changed.
Ooh, yeah, no, I have. Changed. I never even knew what that was though, about 6 years ago.
I'm still not sure.
I think it's like ham. It's got the sauce.
Hollandaise
sauce.
Too rich for me, that.
Well, it will be. But for me, it's right on the money. Steve says socks and sliders. It's the way forward. They're like another word for flip-flops or, you know, those sort of
sandals.
Sandals, yeah.
Sliders? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, kids call them sliders,
yeah. Keep up. Stop the world, I want to get off. They're called sliders now. I thought it was like a steak or something.
They've been called sliders for a while, I think.
Oh, that was some sort of food.
They're like the plastic, like Adidas ones, like where you sort of put your foot through that. I think that's more your slider.
Oh, okay.
You slide your foot through.
Yeah, that's why they're called sliders.
I guess so, I don't know, I just made that up. But basically socks and sandals. But you know me, I'm a fan of the sock and croc.
Yeah, you're bringing that back, aren't you? Yeah.
No, I'm trying to.
Yeah. Any takers?
Not at the moment.
Yeah. But it's early days, though, isn't it?
Once you've done it,
yeah,
you'll never go back.
Yeah, we can't go back.
No, you're not.
Nobody will let you in.
Jason Manford. Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
I've got a feeling this person here is you.
What's this?
I mean, she says she's Anita.
Right.
Well, we're talking about what you can't live without when you go on holiday.
Yeah.
Anita says, I always pat Marmite and Branston pickle.
Pickle's a bit much. But you can get Marmite anywhere.
But you might end up with like Vegemite.
I can do Vegemite.
Marmite's illegal, isn't it, in a few countries?
Yeah.
So you might not get it
I used to take mace.
Mace?
Yeah. When I was doing Benidorm, I used to bake a lot. I used to make, when I had a bit of downtime. Finish.
You better finish quick.
Pork pie. You need mace in it.
Mace?
Yeah, that's the peppery spice bit. You have pop a bit of mace in it.
And but you're spraying people's faces.
No, it's not. That's like pepper spray. It's the same thing, but it's nutmeg. It's the ground nutmeg, isn't it? That's what mace is.
So you're smuggling mace into other countries?
It's not smuggling. Well, I got it from Waitrose. I got stopped and they were like, what is this? And I said, it's mace. And they went, what's it for? And I went, Tim Healy wants to make him a pork pie. Which is sort of a callback to an Alfie say bet joke about the wall's not plum. But yeah, that's what I got stopped with that once.
Wow. And did you get away with it?
Yeah, they were fine with it.
I have mace as well. Yeah. Brought out like a little mace spray.
Right in the eyes.
Yeah. Crikey. I've really done well there to get through. Get through.
It's from Waitrose.
I'm not saying
didn't get
not.
Off the dark web or anything. It wasn't in a little bag.
Joey says, I always pack earplugs. You never know what you're stumbling into in an unknown territory.
Right.
Earplug. And I don't want to hear it. Whatever it is, I'm putting these in.
You want to hear a fire alarm or something, though, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I put my AirPods in of an evening.
Yeah. Do you not roll onto them and, you know?
Yeah, I'm actually on my third set of AirPods because I keep losing them. Because obviously the sheets are white.
Yeah.
And your AirPods
can't find them.
Can't find
them. Yeah. Just follow the earwax. Like a trail, like a snail. Hang on, it's gone down here.
That's happened a couple of times already. Michelle Strahan says, I need a flushing toilet. That's why I can't go camping.
Yeah, well.
And Gallagher says, my parents take their own toilet rolls with them on holiday.
Really? You can get toilet rolls abroad.
I know,
sure,
but you
can.
Don't want to end up with that tracing paper stuff from primary school.
Yeah, but I only remember that being over here, never abroad.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Chris says, I always try and find a pub with Only Fools and Horses on repeat.
You'll find one of them in.
Yeah,
there.
I always look for a good old British pub. It is funny that, isn't it? I remember years ago taking my parents away, and it was like a treat, and we went to Ibiza. Mm. Not like
not that one.
No, we were there, and we ended up in Northern Ibiza. Yeah. So you know, and I was there with all the family. Grandparents were there, and we all found this. And we'd stayed in a really fancy hotel.
Yeah,
I put them up in this fancy hotel. But what I realised at the time is, my parents. It doesn't matter like how much money you throw at something.
Yeah,
they've got to their level of like.
This is what we are.
This is we want
and what we like.
Yeah, you can't throw any more money at this.
No,
this is fine. But I was like, let's treat them to this 5-star hotel. You know, my dad doesn't want to be putting on a shirt for dinner. You know,
it's on holiday.
It's on holiday, and there was like a Japanese sushi restaurant in this in the hotel, which was I thought was really nice. But
you're a sushi guy, aren't you?
I'm a sushi guy. Yeah. You know me, mate. Can't help it. Sashimi all me up.
Yeah.
I don't know where that sentence was going. Anyway, in the end, they said, "Oh, we're going to do our own thing today." I was like, "Okay, fine." So I let them go for a few hours. Found them. Along the coast, in a pub called the Red Lion.
That's it. Yeah, there'll be one of them. Yeah,
Red Lion. Yeah. There's a red phone box in the corner.
Cool.
Fools and Horses on the telly.
Yeah.
My dad's reading the Mirror.
Yeah.
He's got a
pint. Yesterday's, but we're still reading.
Yeah. He's got a pint of Carling. My mum's got a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And they're both having full English breakfasts.
Yeah. Mm.
Pint of Carling, full English breakfast, Fools and Horses on the telly.
Yeah. I booked us in the sushi restaurant.
it's
been there in half an hour.
There's posters of Gaza on the wall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's proper England
football
flags.
Football shirts everywhere.
Everywhere. And my dad, massive smile on his face. At the time, he was still smoking, having a fag in the pub.
Those days,
like before it, banned. And he went, I said, you all right? He went, it's just nice to get away, isn't it?
This is Jason Manford. This is Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
Are you feeling Christmassy yet, Steve?
I am a little bit.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
Well, as soon as the weather turns and my shorts are away.
Oh, yeah, of course. You're a trousers guy now.
Yeah.
I'm putting on some Christmas concerts.
Oh, yeah?
I've always thought to myself, there's nothing. Obviously, there's little bits in each town and stuff like that. And people, and obviously, if you come to London, they do some amazing things and stuff like that. But I just thought to myself, I fancy it. I did it a few years ago at the Bridgewater Hall.
Yeah.
Christmas concert with an orchestra and a band.
It was
so much fun. So I've put some on this year. Just going to do the three as a little tester to see whether it's something to do. But I think hopefully, if it does well, I might do one every year. Just do like 10 or 12 and just go all over, go to Cardiff, Glasgow and Belfast. But this year we're doing Salford Lowry, Drury Lane, West End and the Royal Concert Hall in Nottingham. These are on the 5th, 6th and 7th of December. It's a Christmas concert. I'm doing it with Joe Stilgo and his band. Joe Stilgo, son of Richard Stilgo. Just a brilliant jazz musician and just very funny and very talented. And it'll just be Christmassy and for all the family.
So all Christmas songs.
All Christmas songs.
Special guests coming on singing.
Yeah, and the audience can join in a bit. Yeah. And we'll have a blooming good laugh. They went on sale on Friday morning, and I think they're doing well. But there is tickets left for all three of them at the moment. Certainly Drury Lane, that's a 2,000 seater.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be all right there. And there's a range of tickets as well. So don't feel like you're being priced out. There's tickets for like £17 as well. And as obviously the closer you get to the front, the more they go. But do feel free to come and celebrate Christmas. It's at the Lowry in Salford, 5th of December. 6th of December is Drury Lane West End. And the 7th of December, Royal Concert Hall in Nottingham.
Hit me with your best fact. Fire away.
Hit me with your best facts. This is the game where you could win a Jason Manford Breakfast Show Egg Cup.
I mean, every time you say it, it gets more unbelievable.
I know, isn't it? These are running out, let me tell you. And no more will be made, Steve.
Oh, they're going to be like collector's item, like the plastic bullies and the tankards
on
eBay for £3.
Exactly. We're about to... this game and show is about to get a sponsor, Steve.
Really?
Yes, I don't want to say any more.
Okay.
But they're going to provide the prize.
I think I've worked out the alternative title.
Good. I like it. So, if you want to join in, it's all you got to do is email jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. It's got to be a fact that is so good, but vague, that it makes me and Steve want to Google
that can't be true.
More
Google
information.
That,
yes, exactly. Yeah. They do get checked, though, so don't be making something up, like some people have tried. Okay, here we go. Quite a few times. Okay, let's start with Lorna, who says, if a spider's web was a foot deep and spanned the flight of a jumbo jet, it would stop the plane mid-flight.
Really? What's that much sort of power in it?
Yeah.
That's what it's saying. But it's not, though,
it's
is
so
it?
Strong. No, it's not. But she's saying it's the
if it was
strength
a foot
of it.
Deep.
So it's a foot deep.
Yeah.
So 12 inches deep.
And the length of a plane.
And
but you could probably say the same with custard, couldn't you?
No. Not custard.
Yeah, a trifle. You got layers. You got jelly, ladyfingers.
No, but
cream.
But a curly whirly.
No, if it's got holes in it.
Yeah, but that's also a spider's web.
No, I know. Right. Yeah, but not one that's a foot deep. The holes could be overlapping the other holes.
A foot deep curly whirly.
Yeah.
The size of an aeroplane would stop an aeroplane.
I'm going with custard.
No, custard doesn't. Custard wouldn't stop anything. You'd be straight through it. Splash.
Oh, you mean crashing into it?
Yes.
Oh, what I thought you meant it was just stuck on the plate. It wouldn't be able to take off.
No, it stops it. What's that we on about? It just crashed right through custard.
Okay. Oh, no, that is good.
That would be anything a foot deep.
That's what I thought.
Did you just think... You thought it'd be...
It stuck behind the wings. I was like, well, the sort of centrifugal force is now gone. I was like, well, air can't penetrate this.
You just thought the runway was a foot of custard.
Basically.
No, so if it crashed into a spider's web mid-flight, that was a foot deep and the size of an aeroplane.
Good job there's no spiders up there.
Imagine. Yeah. Massive spiders.
Yeah.
Joe Clayton, our eyeballs never grow. When we're born, our eyeballs are the size they'll always be throughout our life. That's why babies always appear to have such big googly eyes.
Yeah, that's probably... I think that is true, actually.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Big baby eyes. Okay, the last one for this this link. Jay Carney, at 2 years of age, you are half your adult height.
Really?
No, I'm not. Shut up, Jay.
Have you ever met
a two-year-old? They're tiny.
They are tiny.
They're not half a human.
If that's one of their made-up ones. That's got to be, hasn't
it? That's not true.
Not having that.
No way.
I mean, my son's five, and now I'm thinking he's still got more than halfway to go here.
Yeah, no, that's I'm not having that, Jay. Anthony Packer says, people shake hands from the past tradition to check if someone had a gun up their sleeve.
I think it's something to do with having a weapon, but yeah. I don't think it's a gun up your sleeve.
Gun feels too modern.
Because you don't shake somebody's hand and have a little tickle up their sleeve and go, all right, no gun up there. I think it's something to do with, I've not got a sword, isn't it? Is it like, because you've got a weapon in your hand? I don't think it's a gun up
But is there a reason that you shake with the right hand?
Well, most people are right-handed. I think that's why the right hand.
Yeah, but I wonder whether, isn't there a thing with, isn't there a reason we drive on a certain side of the road because of, jousting?
It's to do with, a horse being on one side.
It's the worst episode of QI you've ever heard.
No, but it's true. They used to whip the thing and he was on the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. Or else if he was on the middle of the road, he'd whip the bloke coming the other way.
Yeah.
He'd hit him in the face. I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Should we share with Sandy? Margie Baxter says, did you know the phrase the upper crust?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the end of that one. It comes from ancient times when a loaf of bread was baked in a bread oven. Mm-hmm. Often the base of the loaf would be
burnt. Yeah.
So when they were served to the table, those of high rank would get the unburnt upper crust and those of low rank would get the bottom burnt.
I knew that one.
That's a good one, though.
I knew that one, yeah. It's a good one.
What about Jacob? He's only 13 from Bradford. Oh, he's trying to tug on our heartstrings there.
Right, okay. It better not be about Pikachu or something because I won't know.
No. If you touch your tongue with your finger, it can stop a yawn.
Really? Whoa, that's a good one, isn't it?
That is a good one.
Is that true?
He's making me want to Google it, but I presume these have all been checked to them already.
So that'll be something, that'll be like in the DNA, won't it? That's something that...
I just want to say Google's not the most accurate because I'm pretty sure Jay Kearney, a two-year-old's age is half yaddo, but Google said it's true as well.
What, Google says a two-year-old is half the
Google
height of an ant?
Yeah.
Google's on its backside, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just reporting websites. There's a website that will prove anything right.
Yeah, exactly. Jacob.
Might be. Might be a sort of reflex thing that your mouth, your throat's open, you yawn in.
Yeah.
And then you touch your tongue, like something going in, like water or whatever, it closes and stops. Might be a thing.
Saying that with a two-year-old, I mean... That just means at two, I was 3 foot. Does that seem... That's not... now I'm actually doing 3 foot. That actually seems reasonable.
Yeah.
But it's just the accuracy of it.
Yeah, because some people have a,
growth spurt and then... Yeah, I don't know. Okay, Jacobs is... I mean, it is good, but is it because he's 13
no,
and I'm
doing
No,
it's good. It's very good.
Let's try and do a yawn now.
You can't fall.
I can.
Go on
I'm knackered.
Right, go on
take me along the
go
tour.
Go for it. Quick, touch your tongue.
Oh, my God, it did just stop my yawn.
Did it?
I don't know.
Mm.
I'm not sure. Not sure. Mm. It's a good one, though, Jacob.
It is good. If it's true, it's great.
Last few, Steve. Helen says a chemical from a beaver's bum is used in vanilla flavouring.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it?
That's interesting. It is a bit.
I'm interested in that one.
Mm, that's put me
vanilla
off.
Vanilla flavour. I thought that was just a vanilla pod.
Yeah, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
But then he's synthetic. Maybe they go, oh, them vanilla pods are expensive. Yeah, pass that beaver. Smells like it, doesn't it?
I mean...
Does it?
Yeah. I think this is one of those questions where you go, who found out?
Yeah, exactly.
Who was sat there licking a beaver's bum going, tastes like Mr. Whippy?
Yeah. And also, you know, sometimes when you're cooking and you need something like red lentils, and you type in red lentil substitute... And that's what's happened. Somebody's doing a Mexican vanilla cheesecake and gone, what's the substitute for vanilla? Beaver's ass.
Liz Griffiths says the man that invented candy floss was a dentist.
Oh, really? That's good.
Bit of irony,
I like
isn't
that.
It?
I love the irony of that one. Yeah, that's good.
Dave says, Evel Knievel. Now, you're a big fan of the Evel Knievel.
Yeah,
we all
Evel
were.
Knievel.
Evel Knievel got his nickname from a prison guard when his cellmate was Awful Norful. Let me do that again. Got his nickname from a prison guard when his cellmate was Awful Knorful.
I don't know.
I mean, it makes you want to Google it, though, doesn't
it? Yeah, well, I don't know.
It could be.
I think my Ofcom might be getting in touch.
Awful Knorful, Evel Knievel.
Yeah, it's a little bit, you know...
It sounds like...
Michael Hunt in the parking lot or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It does sound a little bit like... If you ordered Evel Knievel on Wish,
Awful
Knorful would turn up. Yeah. Lauren Harrison said, did you know that more people have been into space than have won Takeshi's Castle?
That's a good one.
That's a random
That's
one.
That's a good one.
I quite like that as well. Whoa. What do you reckon? It's out of Lauren. Do you think it's out of Lauren's into space?
I do like the candy floss one.
The candy floss?
That is true. That's a good fact. Because you want a fact that you can trot out every time you see candy floss. You're a bloke who invented that was a dentist.
Yeah.
What about the irony of that? You want that, don't you?
Whereas, there's not enough irony chat
gonna,
in the fairground.
Yeah, where you're going to go, you know, Takeshi's Castle? Yeah, I sort of remember it. There's more people landed on the moon. And not on landed. Forget it. It's not as good.
What about Jacobs if you touch your tongue... with your finger, it can stop a yawn.
Well, there's been a lot of good ones. Cause
if
you're the same height you were when
the
you
were 2-year-old, yeah, that is good if that's
true. That's true.
It's tough this week, isn't it? Also, did you know that if you touch somebody else's tongue while they're yawning...
It still works.
It can break your finger. I don't know. What do you reckon? Tough one, that, isn't it?
It is tough. Let's go with the tongue one. I think that's...
Tongue or dentist?
Yeah. I don't know. Whoa. He's 13, isn't he? That's why I'm swaying
myself. Oh, but I hate that on telly shows when they give something to a kid just because he's a kid.
All right, give it to the candy floss player.
Yeah, I think candy floss. It's a lesson in life, isn't it?
Life's not easy.
What can I say, Jacob?
Yeah.
It was a good fact, but
if you hadn't put your age down, you probably would have won it.
It actually worked against you. okay, we'll give that to Liz. Liz wins with the man that invented candy floss. Was a dentist. Fair play. Well done for playing. Hit me with your best facts. Join in next week. Jason at absoluteradio.co.uk. Jason Manford. Absolute Radio. Where real music matters. Busy weekend this weekend, Steve.
Yeah.
So I'm in the Palladium Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Obviously, this show goes out Sunday.
Yeah.
So we'll know how that's gone.
Yeah.
By then. And then I hit... I'm probably the only artist in history who's going from Palladium Saturday to Grimsby Wednesday.
Well, keep your feet on the ground.
Certainly does. Yeah. Certainly does. So Grimsby...
Ground's quite sticky as well, probably, I'd imagine.
The Auditorium in Grimsby on Wednesday. That'll be a great gig. And then where else am I? Grantham.
It's the birthplace of Margaret Thatcher, I think.
That's right. I'll mention that.
Yeah, get a few laughs. Anybody famous from here?
and Stockton as well. They're the next three gigs coming up. The Showbiz Triangle.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
That's what I like to call it.
Stockton. Where is it?
Grimsby, Stockton, Grantham.
And Palladium.
It's the Showbiz.
It's a question mark. What went wrong?
So come along, tickets at jasonmanford.com, and I'm everywhere. I've got 200 dates. Steve's been to the show.
Yeah,
good laugh, wasn't it?
Wimbledon, it was good. I enjoyed it.
It's a lot of fun. So do feel free to come along. Different support act every night. That's always good fun. I've had some cracking support acts as well. Always hard being a support act. You know, I sort of joke about it on the night. You know, but it's I've been a support act. It's hard.
They've not come to see you, have they?
No, and I actually go out first now and do 20 minutes at 7:30.
Just to warm up a bit for the. Warm-up.
I'm the warm-up for the warm-up.
Yeah.
Absolute mug. That's what I am.
Yeah, no, that's pointless.
But no, it's good fun. So, come along. I'll probably be in your town very shortly. There's also tickets just gone on sale for Rhyl.
Rhyl, yeah.
Yeah, North Wales. I'm keeping it Rhyl.
Keeping Keeping it real, yeah.
That venue's been closed due to a flood or something. So, and I'm the first one back, Steve.
What is it? What venue is it?
That's Pavilion Theatre.
Oh, okay. Been closed.
Yeah, but they had a flood or something, and they've had a, I don't know, something's gone on. So they're opening up for me and then Panto.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
It's sort of same, aren't they?
Yeah. You're a trial run for the banter.
Yeah, basically, pretty much. And Truro in Cornwall's just gone on sale as well. So do come
all over the place.
I'm everywhere, mate. I get where water can't. Well, literally.
Yeah. Where it's been.
Where it's been.
Get where water can't and where it's been.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Thanks for joining us this morning here on Absolute Radio. What you got planned the rest of the week, Steve?
I've got the premiere of the thing I did in Gozo.
Yes.
That's on this Saturday.
Madame Blanc
Mysteries.
Mysteries, yeah.
I think it's on the 16th, on Saturday, 9 o'clock, up against Double Bradley Walsh. So it's up against Blankety Blank and Beat the Chasers.
$5.5 million, that got.
But if you're not a fan of Bradley Walsh, there is another channel with
this
something
is the
else.
Show so, for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Saturday night, though, crikey.
Saturday night, 9 o'clock, yeah, after Strictly. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, you don't want to go up against
don't
Strictly.
Don't want to go up against
Strictly. I know, you really don't. Well, that was the problem with I did first and last.
Yeah.
And they said to us, it's going to go up against The Masked Singer, you know, the biggest show of the ever, 11 million people. They said, but don't worry about it, we won't judge it on the numbers.
Yeah.
Anyway, they did.
Judge on the numbers.
it's not come back. But that'll be great. It looks great. I saw an advert for it the other day.
Yeah,
you look quite
good.
Dashing in it, actually, Steve.
I'm pretty dashing in it.
I bet you were.
Sun suits me.
There's a lot of females on that set as well. Mm. I bet you were quite popular there.
Well, just playing the nice guy card.
They got set on
they
set.
They got on set,
they
Steve.
They got on set, Steve.
They saw on set, Steve. They're not married to him.
No.
It's on set, Steve. It's all right, laugh.
Don't marry your bubble.
Oh, no.
Don't marry the bubble.
No, no. It will burst.
The show bubble. So that starts Saturday. Next Saturday?
16th, is it?
16th, yeah. Great. So make sure you have a little watch of that. And Madame Blanc Mysteries with Steve Edge and Sally Lindsay. That's coming soon. And like I said, I'm on tour. JasonManford.com. I'm absolutely everywhere, all over the country. And there's Comedy Central on Monday nights. You can see us in the complaints department. All right, have a top Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your week. All the best. Bye-bye.